Amen. Praise the Lord. This morning, I want to speak on a particular subject, and that subject is called better. B-E-T-T-E-R. And it's all found in this little story. And this particular story is a story that we have visited on some occasions here in Nace Community Church. And it's found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. And the heading of the passage of Scripture is at the home of Martha and Mary. Reading from verse 38 says this. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. Or indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. I want you to take note of that last sentence. Mary has chosen what is better. This morning I want to talk about better. We live in a world where people, they want better. You may be one of those people. When you go to the shops and you buy something like a cardigan or a pair of jeans, the next time you go to the shop, you say to yourself, I'm going to get something better. When we buy stuff, we're always looking for better quality, for a better process, for a better product. We simply would like better. And not only do we want better, we want to actually do better. Have you ever said to yourself, I'm going to do myself a course, I'm going to do a training, a course, or I'm going to get myself back into education, because we say to ourselves, I want to better myself. Because if I better myself educationally, then that puts me in a better position or a better future. And so sometimes we want to do better. We look back on our lives and we say, I could do better. And so we say, I want to do better. And so sometimes we make decisions because we want to do better. Some people, they want a better preacher. Some people, they say, we want a better pastor. People want better. It's natural. If you want better, or if you desire better, that's natural. People in business, they're always looking for a better deal. They're always looking for a better outcome. They're always looking for better progress. More, more, more. Make more. We want it to be better. Everybody wants better. I remember somebody special, and her name is Joni Riley. And I remember some time ago, she was telling us about when she used to get her school reports. And now at the end of the school report, she says, could have done better. I always remember that when she was telling us. And I've been there, and maybe you have been there, where you've looked at your own progress, whether it be in school, college, or your own life. And you say to yourself, sure, I could have done better. And so we all could have. We've all could have done better. But we're here today. And I say, if there's one area where people want better or desire better, it's in the area of relationships. You say, I wish that relationship was better. And we pray to God and we say, Lord, will you make this relationship better? And even those that we love who are unwell or sick in some way, we say, Lord, will you make them better? Get better soon. We want them to be better, and we want our relationships to be better. This morning, we're talking about better. And the Bible talks about better, and actually it talks about better on so many levels and in so many areas. But this morning I just want to mention three scriptures. And the first scripture is, you'll know this one, Psalm 84 verse 10 says, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. And what the psalmist is saying is, there's no place better than in God's presence. There's no place better than being in the courts or going through the gates into the King of Kings' presence. There's no place better. If you want to be somewhere else, let me tell you, there's no place better than the presence of God. There's no place better. That's what the psalmist is saying. The psalmist also says in Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9, it's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It's better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. And so, a place of refuge is a place where you run to when you need a bit of rest, or where you need a little bit of cover, or you're looking to get out of one place. And if you're going to run someplace, run into the presence of God. Run into the Lord. Take refuge under His mighty wings. There's no place better. If you're going to place your trust and your faith somewhere, trust in the Lord. Don't trust in humans, because the Lord, Jesus Christ, is better than humans. Even those with authority and status, just like the princes. The Lord is better. And then there's Proverbs 28, verse 6. And it says, better to be poor and honest than to be dishonest and rich. It's better to be poor and honest, because the Lord honors honesty. But if you were to go through the Bible and have a look at the word better, you'd find it many times. And they are just three examples. But Jesus, one day, he visited the house of Mary and Martha. And we know the story, that when he visited Mary and Martha's house, the story tells us that Mary, she sat at the feet of Jesus listening to what he said. And Martha, well, she got distracted through all the preparations. It kind of lends itself that she was cooking a meal or something in of that nature. And at the end of the story, Jesus says those words, Mary has chosen what is better. And so the question that we have to ask ourselves is, what is it that Mary chose? What is it that she decided to do or to be involved in that was better than what her sister did? And if I was to simplify what Mary was about and what Martha was about, I'd say it like this. See, Mary was all about devotion, while Martha was all about doing. And Jesus says Mary's chosen what's better. You see, devotion is better than doing. God calls his people to devotion, first and foremost, rather than he calls his people to do. Because those that are in devotion are those that are listening, and those that are engaging with the Lord and what he is saying. They devote themselves to him. And it's through the devotion then that they go on to do. Whereas in this particular story, Mary, she was a woman of devotion. The Bible says that she placed herself at the feet of Jesus. She humbled herself. She got down and she devoted her time. She said, I'm not going to get involved in all of the other stuff that my sister's getting involved in. There's plenty of time for that. No, for me, it's about prioritizing my devotion. And so she did. She disciplined herself. She said to herself, it's time for you to sit down and listen and learn from the Lord. God calls you to devotion. first and foremost rather than to do. Because it's easy to do. Because you'll do stuff for yourself or you'll do stuff for God. But devotion takes discipline. God calls his people to devotion. So that they can say, I cannot do without my devotion. I will not do without my devotion. Whereas Martha was all about doing, while Mary was all about devotion. Are you a person of devotion? A person who sits at the feet of Jesus, who humbles themselves and says, Lord, speak to me. Cause me to hear what it is that you're saying. Be like a Mary of today, who is a woman of devotion, who prioritizes devotion over doing. And if I was to have a look at Mary's devotion, what would we see? And this morning, there are three small points that I want to show you, which is all about Mary's devotion. What was Mary's devotion all about? You see, the first one is that Mary listened. The Bible says that she sat at the feet of Jesus and she listened. It wasn't about just kind of sitting down and babbling on, yeah, blah, 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 blah. No. She chose to kind of not speak. She chose to quieten herself. She chose, I'm going to listen to what he's saying to me. I'm going to take on board the words of Jesus. I'm going to listen to what he's saying. And so she didn't have a problem with listening. She didn't find listening difficult. Listening is difficult. It is difficult to listen at times. Especially when you're living in a house and there's so much noise. I can just imagine Martha in the kitchen with all the banging and all the commotion. Martha just making it all, doing what she does, and she's just in this kind of chaotic place. Whereas Mary's like, will you just give it up over there? I'm trying to listen. I can't hear with you. I'm trying to listen. Have you ever been in a household where there's so much noise, so much going on, and you're trying to listen in your devotions? You see, Mary, she was listening. And she decided that she was going to listen. She was a listener. Actually, there's a story in Acts chapter 27. Don't know if you've read it. It's a story about Paul, and he gets on a boat. He gets on a ship. It's more than a boat. It's a ship. And the story goes that he can foresee that there's going to be trouble on the ship. And so what he does is he goes to the main man, the pilot or the captain of the ship, and he says to him, he says, here, I can foresee we're going to lose cargo, we're going to lose people, it's going to be mayhem. But rather than the captain of the ship listening, he decided just to go on and do what he intended to do. Listen to this. Acts 27 verse 10 and 11 says this. This is Paul. Men, I can see that our voyage is going to be disastrous and bring great loss to ship and cargo and to our own lives also. But the centurion, instead of listening to what Paul said, followed the advice of the pilot and the owner of the ship. And so instead of listening to what Paul was saying, he obviously didn't value what Paul was saying. He didn't take on board what Paul was saying. He just went and did what the pilot told him to do. And the result of that particular story is that they were shipwrecked. And friends, I know that you know and that we all know together that many people have shipwrecked their lives, they've shipwrecked their fortune, they've shipwrecked their faith simply because they refuse to listen to the man of God or to the word of God for them. And so friends, like Mary, be a listener. Commit yourselves to devotion where you sit at the feet of Jesus and where you say, Lord, I'm going to listen to whatever it is that you say to me. I'm going to be a listener. Mary listened. Point number two. Mary looked. You see, I can just visualize her sitting at the feet of Jesus and she's listening with both ears. But as she's listening, she's looking. She's making eye contact with the eyes of Jesus. You see, when you're listening actively, when you're listening intently, you're making eye contact with the one that you're listening to. And so it's no wonder that as Mary listened in her devotion, she was looking. She was looking at the face of Jesus. She was looking towards his presence, towards his countenance. She was looking towards Jesus. And when you listen, you also look. Mary looked towards Jesus. Do you remember those verses in Hebrews where the writer says, "And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us." We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. And so this morning, Mary was a woman of devotion. She listened and she looked. She fixed her eyes on Jesus that day. And she wouldn't take her eyes off him because she wanted to see and she wanted to hear everything that he had for her that particular day. You see, Mary, a woman of devotion, she listened and she looked. I was up in Portlaoise yesterday and was in the Portlaoise shopping centre with Orla and the kids. And we're walking around. Do you ever walk around a shopping centre? And sometimes in the shopping centres, they have these kind of kiosks or whatever where they're selling something. And yesterday, they had one of these. You know Sky TV? They had this kind of kiosk for Sky TV. And the guy there was the big flat screen TV. He was trying to get sign people up. And do you know what Sky TV's catchphrase is? Believe in better. And I thought to myself, Lord, you're speaking to me. You're just confirming the word, believe in better. Friends, as we look to the Lord Jesus, as you fix your eyes on him, you've got to believe for better. You've got to believe that he can do better than what he has done in the past. You've got to believe in better because he's the God of better. He can do better, he can give better, he can heal better because he's the God of better. And the one that you serve, the one that you sit at the feet of Jesus, you look towards him, you say, oh Lord, I'm believing for better because he is the God of better. He can do better for you in your life and what he's done before and into the future. Believe for better. I believe for better for Nace Community Church. I believe he will fill these chairs with people. I will believe that we will expand and we will grow and we will develop. We will have better. We'll have better worship. You'll have a better preacher. You'll have a better pastor. You'll have better. Do you want better? Yes, I want better. I'm believing for better. You see, God is a God of better. He makes people better. He heals people to make them better. And so that the love of God is in their hearts and they say, Lord, I'm feeling better today because I'm in your presence. Have you ever gone into the presence of God and you've come out saying, I feel better? Yeah, because God is a God of better. And so that day when Mary sat at the feet of Jesus, she was listening, she was looking, and she says, I feel better already. Lord, keep it going, keep it coming. I'm looking for better. And so God is a God of better. Believe in better. Don't look to the sky, look to Jesus. Believe in better. Hallelujah. Do you want to know the third point of Mary's devotion? She learned. You see, Mary, she listened. She's listening to the words of Jesus. She's looking at Jesus. She's making eye contact with Jesus. And as she's looking and as she's learning something new. You see, that's a picture of devotion. When you sit in the presence of the Lord, and you bring yourself to him, and you say, Lord, I'm listening. Lord, I'm looking towards you. That through that process, you'll learn. You will learn the things of God. You will learn the treasures of heaven. You'll learn. You'll learn something new. You'll leave his presence saying, Lord, I've learned something. I've learned because it's all about devotion. It's not about doing. Doing will come from your devotion. Prioritize devotion over doing. You see, Mary, she listened, she looked, And she learned. And I was just thinking about that. Remember, I used to go to school, like as all, we all went to school. But the school that I went to in Dublin City Centre was a Christian Brother school. And so we didn't call them teachers. We called them masters. Because some of them, they had like a black gown and a dog collar. And that's the way it was in the Christian Brother school. They were all male. They were called masters. And so when you're in class, you put your hand up and you say, "Master, I've done my homework." And sometimes when you're in class, they'd say, "Alan, are you listening?" "Yes, sir." "Alan, are you looking?" "Yes, sir." "Alan, are you learning?" "Yes, sir." "Yes, master." You see, Mary, when she was sitting at the feet of Jesus, she was sitting under the master. He is the master. Jesus is the master. He is the one that teaches, because that's what a disciple is. It's one who simply learns. And see, Mary, she was a disciple. She was committed to learning what Jesus was teaching her. And so this morning, I want to bring it all together. And I want to ask you, do you want better? Do you want a better relationship with God? Do you want better in your life? You say, "Lord, I want better. I'm praying for better." Well, it's not about doing. It's not about getting yourself into a kerfuffle like Martha in the kitchen. It's not about that. It is about devotion. It is about saying, "I'm going to prioritize my devotions to you, Lord. And as I sit with you, I'm going to listen to what it is that you're saying to me. I'm going to look towards heaven and I'm going to believe for better. And as I do that in my devotions, I'm going to come away and I think I'm going to learn something, because he is the master that wants to teach you." And so this morning, do you want better? God has something for you, and he's offering. He says, "I can give you better than what you have." And that better is all about devotion. It's about it being a people who are called to devotion. And that as you sit with him, and as you devote your heart to him, and as you devote your life to him, you'll probably end up doing something for him. So you'll end up doing anyway. Prioritize devotion, and you'll end up doing. Don't put doing over devotion. Jesus said Mary chose what was better. And what was better was that she prioritized devotion, overdoing. And so this morning, will you choose? Will you choose devotion? And maybe it is the case that you're sitting with the Lord, and maybe it is the case that you've kind of lost a little bit of track on your own devotions, and you want to get back into that zone, and you just hear the voice of Jesus gently calling you back into that zone where you're sitting with him, where you're sitting before him, you're listening, you're looking, you're learning. And so this morning, as I bring these things to a close, it's just an opportunity for you to engage with the Lord. As we have some background instrumental music, will you just engage with the Lord yourself? Will you ask him, "Lord, I'm just looking for better, I'm believing for better." Will you just maybe say, "Lord, I'm coming back into that place of where devotion is my priority. It's not totally about doing. I'm going to prioritize my devotions." And that as you do that, I'm sure that God will bring you through to do something for him. Just engage with the Lord yourself as this music plays. And then in a moment too, we're going to wrap it up and we're going to pray. We're going to seal these things by the Spirit of God and by the name of Jesus. Just engage with the Lord.